and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KFUA News time is 8:28, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Kay Lauer on the KFUA Sutherland studio line. The Black Tie Affair in Strong City, rapidly approaching right now.
Yeah, coming up this weekend. Good morning, Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
We're doing all right. So how are things looking for the Black Tie Affair?
Oh, it's all going really well, and we're excited about it. It's this Saturday, and we'll be hosting it at St. Anthony's Hall in Strong City because we're excited to announce that we'll be under construction pretty soon on the lobby of the theater. So renovations are beginning, and that's kind of the gist of why we've been doing the Black Tie Affair, is to raise a little money. So we've got some matching funds for all the grants that it's going to take. So we're up and going, you can say.
Outstanding. Well, I know we were chatting with one of the organizers here about a month ago about, I think it was the bid process, which was about set to wrap up. So before we start talking about the event itself, let's get, I guess, a status report on what's coming here with the renovation process.
We have accepted the bid, and it came from Justin Mallon with Evergreen, so we're excited to be working with him. And like I said, that work should be getting underway here in the next, 30, 45 days. And so that will be the lobby. It will be completely renovated. And then we'll just keep applying for more grants and working towards raising more funds to keep going with this.
Well, let's talk about the 1900 Theater, a little bit of its history, Kay, and how this, reworking it back into working form came to be.
Well, the roof collapsed on it and took out everything, you know, every floor below. And so years ago, the group were able to raise the funds to get the roof back on it and get the walls stabilized. And then we've just had some fundraisers through the years, and we started showing movies in there, started building the funds up a little bit more, and then we got to where we could apply for a Heritage Trust Fund grant, and we had the money then to supplement that grant. So here we are today, and we're probably looking at $2.5 million to do the whole project, so it's going to take a while and a lot of dollars, but we're willing to put the work in and get it done.
So you're talking about renovation of the whole facility inside and out then, Kay?
The inside. The outside is pretty well done, so really it's the inside.
What else
we're hoping to have a venue that you can rent out and host some other things just besides movies or some sort of theater, things like that.
Gotcha. What's the scope of this round of the renovations here? And then after you're done with this, what else will be left inside?
Well, this is just going to be the lobby. So we still have the main floor to put in and the basement area where we'll put bathrooms and caterers, kitchen, and things like that. So this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
And talking with Kay Lauer, it's the 1900 Theater Black Tie Affair coming up. Let's talk about this Black Tie event. Kay, you mentioned it will be at the St. Anthony Hall, so it's this Saturday. So what's going to be going on?
Well, we'll start the evening at 5 o'clock. We'll have a cash bar, and Kim Coslett and a couple of her friends will be playing. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Kim, but she does a Patsy Cline tribute that is phenomenal. So anyway, they'll be playing some great live music. And at 6 o'clock, Casa Ramos, they donate the taco bar every year. And so we'll be having a taco bar. And then after dinner, we'll have a quick live auction. We've got some great things donated for that. And then we'll have a little more music and a little more drinking. And I guess then we'll call it an evening.
how can folks get their tickets for the Black Tie Affair? And, well, speaking of the Black Tie Affair, what's the attire that we need here for it?
Well, actually, the attire is very, very casual. Jeans are truly acceptable. The only thing you need is some sort of a black tie, and we hope people get creative. A black boa, a black scarf. Some people have used black construction paper and even made a dog bone, things like that. So we really do want people to get creative with it, but we just kind of wanted to make it sound like it was a fluffy affair, but it really isn't.
So how can we get our tickets, Kay, and how much are they?
Tickets are $50 a piece, and you can contact any one of the members of the Strong City Preservation Alliance. That information's on Facebook. You can also get a hold of me. My phone number is 620-794-4452.
Good deal. Kay, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we wrap things up here this morning?
Well, we've got some great sponsors this year, and some of our live auction items, we kind of reached out pretty far this year, but we've got some really good experiences, I guess you can say. We've got a half-a-day guided crappie fishing trip for up to four adults from Thump 30 Guide Service. Joe Bragg, he's being a great host of that. I mean, that is really something fun. A half-day pontoon rental from Council Grove Marina. Skip and Lori have been great to work with there. A load of rock from Harshman Construction for Chase and Lyon County. I mean, we really have some good stuff going on. Camp Wood donated two full weeks of day camp, summer day camp, a full-year membership to All In Fitness 24/7 Gym, just all kinds of things. So it's really going to be a great event, and I hope people want to come out and help support the renovations.
Well, it's exciting to hear that work is starting soon, Kay, and not too far down the road we'll have a 1900 theater all renovated there. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day, Kay.
Thanks, Kay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kay Lauer. 1900 Theater, Black Tie Affair. Really is good that they're doing renovations there. It's a beautiful, theater. You drive by it when you
great space
roll into a Strong City there.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the restored glory of the Strong City Theater, the 1900 Theater, when it's all said and done. Don't forget, too, that as we look here at the calendar, we'll have our United Way Community Partner Spotlight coming up here right after headlines with Itzia Aparicio of the Cradle to Career Literacy Center. Tomorrow, as we look at the live and local calendar, we'll have the monthly J&J show for the Newsmaker 2 slot with